It's a thorn in the side of corrupt institutions. A drop of chlorine dioxide starts a health revolution. How they duck and they dive, spread lies and confusion. But in truth we abide, we got the solution. It's a health revolution.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the G2 Voice broadcast. It is Sunday, March 29th, in the year of the Lord, God Almighty, after the birth of Jesus Christ, 2020. My name is Mark Grennan, and I'm here with my co-host,
Joseph Grennan.
Joseph Grennan is in the house for 185.
Good morning, everyone.
15 more weeks. Will it be 200?
We'll be at the 200 mark.
Wow, that'd be almost 4 years, right? No. What is it, 4 years?
No, I don't know what 4 years.
208. Remember we figured it out one day?
No, I don't.
You don't remember that?
No, I don't.
Well, anyways, here we are on a topic I don't even like to talk about. It really pisses me off how stupid the world is when a guy can stand up, say, this is what we're going to do. This is what we're going to be like. This is where it's going to start. And we're going to have a vaccine ready and some more antiviral stuff. Poison to put in you, and does it in front of you, and people think he's a hero, a philanthropic, how do you say, philanthropist.
Philanthropist.
That's a tough one for my lips. I just have a tough time with pronouncing words. Can't even say word.
Words.
Anyways, this week, Bill Gates of hell is at it again. This guy, you know, you need to know what this piece of shit is all about. And his piece of shit wife. I always like saying that, too, because that really pisses them off.
Yeah.
And they try to attack us, and God turns it around. There's a story in the Bible, Esther, in the book of Esther, about Mordecai, her cousin, uncle's cousin, something like, I forget exactly. I can tell you in a second, but I'd have to look it up. And this guy Haman, really close to the king. Anyways, he made gallows to have this Mordecai guy he hated killed. The end of it was, before Haman got to use those gallows on Mordecai, the king said, what should I do to praise a man that's the great and be second only to me? And he's thinking he's talking about him, right? He goes, I would lead him around the city, honor everybody, listen, watch, and really honor the guy because he thought it was him. He goes, do that to Mordecai. You lead him around. Then afterwards, he hung Haman on the gallows that he had for Mordecai. That could happen to this piece of shit. His dad started really in the beginning working with abortion clinics.
Yeah.
Depopulation.
Mm-hmm.
Not only abortion, but sterilization. This is his dad.
Worldwide, too.
Yeah. And then he pops up like a real smart guy. He's not a real smart guy. He's at Microsoft. He's probably a friggin' clone. Do you see these guys? Look at the, they're like no emotion. This guy, the head of the Fed, he looks like a clone. His eyes don't even move. He's a, might not, maybe if artificial intelligence.
It could be artificial maybe. Intelligence.
Well, anyways, this guy is really bad, folks. And you're going to show you how bad he is. And you know, I'm praying that all men everywhere be saved. That's God's will. It says that.
Mm-hmm.
Saved from the punishment after death. Not now. After death. Then you live for eternity in one of two places. Separated from God forever. People go in hell. No. It's in a lake of fire. Though after the great white judgment. Pray that he doesn't do that. Because immediately after death, you know you were tricked by Satan. You know you can never get out. So I don't want anybody to experience that, no matter how bad they were. I was bad, kid, until I was 20 when I got saved. November 12, 1978. Never forget that day. marvel not that you must be born again. That which is born of flesh is flesh. That which is born of spirit is spirit. Marvel not, you must be born again. So, John chapter 3. So, that's the biggest thing about us. You're going to hear the truths of the Bible from us. I love MMS. We're saving lives. I got 25 testimonies last week. And George sent me where he categorized everything, because you got reviews and then you get testimonies. We get 800 more testimonies. 20 are going up a day.
Good.
So
good.
We could talk about MMS and everything, but we have the end result of MMS. Though this is how it works, and this is how it works, and everybody could be wrong. The end result is the results.
Mm-hmm.
That's the study among non-paid people around the world sending in voluntarily 25 last week, which is probably 100 times more than that if you compare the amount of people that we're getting the testimonies from and the amount of people around the world that have tried this. So that's what I always bring up. You can talk about blah, 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 even how the body works and everything. I think I get it pretty well set, but I might be all wrong. There might be things going on at the cellular level that we can see, the molecular level. But what about the atomic level?
Yeah, where we don't even built? Know what's going on.
They know, well, God knows. So you go by the one that made us, and you pick out truths from that. Like at the moment of conception, right? You're alive. You're a soul. He writes you all the parts in a book called the DNA.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay.
And it's you.
Yeah, that's you. But we don't know what's going on. Oh, now they have unbelievable cameras that at the when the sperm hits the egg, there's a spark. That's crazy, Joe. They didn't know that. Bible said it 3,000 years ago. So keep playing your shit religion and just get in the Bible, man. And only go to a church that has the Bible, no books and studies. And if a pastor is really fanatic about points and sub and introduction and everything, yeah, we do this here. We have a little introduction, then we get on the main point. Okay, I have no problem with that. But then it's usually no spirit behind it. Or they copy a preaching out of a book.
Yeah.
This book isn't open, the King James Bible, by the way. The only book in English in the world, can't even say world, is, and not copyrighted, only book that's not copyrighted. Anybody can copy the King James Bible. No one can have royalties because it's not copyrighted. That tells you it was from every other English Bible, copyrighted. And from a different text, too. This is the only one from the Textus Receptus, exclusively. So, then that's the kind of church you want to go. If you can't do it, you meet all the churches were in houses for like the first 100 years. Anyways, that's what we're going to focus on a lot on this broadcast. If you can't handle that, you're going to be blindly obedient to stupid people. Evil people. We're trying to open your eyes, folks. So, what's all the shit about, Joe? 2018, they had 80,000 deaths in America alone.
Influenza. Where was the...
Mm-hmm. Hey, this is planned. We're going to show you. It was planned. 98% of those infected or more are self-cured by this weak virus. And the reason why it's not the reason why it's spreading so much, because they added something to it called gain of function to make it just go everywhere. They found the HIV in it. They found the SARS in it.
Mm-hmm.
There might be other things. Well, I'm sure there is. Oh, and the virus itself.
Yeah, exactly. It's those three stuck together.
Yeah, it's crazy. So anyways, this one guy I really like. His name is Dr. Francis Boyle. And he even came up in 1979, was it? Bioweapons Act. You know, an act against bioweapon creations and things. You can't play with this stuff. It escapes. There's like four or five theories. I'll bring them up to you why this happened. And I'm getting into this right now. It's because I'm not going to tell you where, and you're not going to be able to figure it out. The most unlikely place. We have doctors this week doing tests, clinical study, with chlorine dioxide, with positive. I've had about seven. Five were not positively identified, but they had all the symptoms. And the key one is the shortness of breath. and the sore throat and the cough. Mm-hmm. Those are the key things that really that you got to realize. Then if you had a headache, temperature increase, diarrhea, some vomiting, yeah, you know you pretty well got something. But the reason I'll get into this a little bit more, but the reason you're seeing this pop up like crazy, and this is crazy, folks, listen to me. They think it originated in America. Why? Well, when something is released, and I say released because they release them all. This is all planned stuff for depopulation that Bill Gates is involved in, is you have a strain, and then it starts to, mutate into other strains. And what happens is where it originated will have more strains than where it's at now. So guess what? In China, they have one strain. Guess how many they have in U.S., Joe? Do you know the answer
to that? You said five, didn't you?
Yeah. Five. Okay, laboratories. Was it created in the laboratory in North Carolina? Did it escape into a military base? Some soldiers went over there to do some games, war games, with some other nations to Wuhan. Were they infected? Brought it to Wuhan, maybe not even knowing it, but the people infected them knew it. They sent them over there. Is that how it happened? I don't know. Was it made in Fort Detrick, Maryland? Other things were made there, like AIDS, Gallo, satanic Luciferian piece of shit. Then he patents the test, Joe. So he can make everybody look, because it's looking for a certain protein. Everyone looked like they're positive. Get them on ARVs, antiretrovirus, and they're going to kill the immune system and die.
Mm-hmm.
And you know where that antiretrovirus came from? Millions that were put together for a bad cancer treatment.
It was created in Cuba, I think it was.
What?
That drug.
Well, yeah, whatever it was.
I think it was really poisonous. Yeah.
So they shelved it. And they go, hey, let's just get rid of these millions and millions of doses of that stuff, and we'll kill more people. More people will be sick. What I'm seeing is they're trying to kill all the old people. Why? Two reasons. Bill Gates' special project is to depopulate the world of 1.5 down to 1.5 million. No, 1.5 million just with vaccines. He wants to kill that many. Then they got other ways, like sterilization, abortion, you know, all the things he's involved in. God's going to reveal this guy. You might see him drop like a fly, him and his wife. And again, I'm not praying it happens. I'm praying God gets him off the earth one way or the other if he doesn't. Hang on, this is very important. I got to pause. Can you pause? No, don't pause it because it'll chop it in half. I just got to talk. This is very important. I'm talking about the place they're doing it, and they got a very important question for me.
Go ahead. Very important.
Okay. Very important. No, let it go up. That's important. This is very important. You're going to hear something soon, and they're going to do one, then they're going to do 10, and I think they're going to do 20. It's only going to take a couple weeks. Then shit hits the fan for the evil people, Joe. I mean, we turn the fan right to their face and throw shit in it from the back. And this is one of the guys I wanted to affect. Let him drink of his own poison. If he is a human, he might be a clone or AI too. Because they can clone everything, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
They make animals, they clone them.
Oh, yeah, they've been doing same principle stuff for years.
Yeah, you know they have been. And they put it in the movies, they promote it. Bill Gates put together a thing we watched the other day. Remember about what Bill Gates was doing? He'd put out a movie called Pandemic. And at the end, he's praising Bill Gates, interviewing him. And I heard he paid for the movie to be made.
Evil people.
So that's what we have to deal with this guy. He's just an evil SOB.
No, the interferon drug that Cuba made now, that's one of the antivirals they're going to start using for this.
Oh, that's for this one, not AIDS.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
But, yeah, it's just so evil, man, I'm telling you. Makes me sick. And then we have a new documentary coming out probably within the month that's going to hit us. We're going to do the final editing. It was done in Uganda. Great testimonies. Really good. And doing a great job there, Bishop Bob. And then we had a lady on in India, too. She's been doing a lot of stuff for years with MMS, so a doctor. So that's cool. We really appreciate people that are doing this stuff. This could be a turnaround. We're going to call this the coronavirus protocol, Joe.
Coronavirus protocol. We've had about, it's the same one that you've been, or we've been talking
about. Yeah, it's
right?
In the newsletter. I'm going to read it right now. And I just can't get situated here.
There's too many things going on. That's what it is.
Yeah, I got people talking to me here, there. That's very important. I would not stop if someone asked me, where do I get MMS? Do you notice we don't promote it?
No.
Everybody knows that? We don't promote.
We don't have commercials.
No, we don't have commercials and all that stuff. And we're not commercial. So, what? Only thing we do have commercial is our books. This is the second volume. Just came out last month. Well, yeah, last month, February.
Yeah, that's information.
February, right? Yeah, still in March. This came out 2 years ago. This is the one you should read first. Really should. I just sent it to Dr. Boyle. If he'll interview with me, watch our documentary, quantumleap.is. Get this book, and then you get the second one, because it goes in stages like you want it. The third one will be out. I'm shooting for the end of April now because I've been busy with so many other things. It'll be a green cover. It'll still be the Genesis of the Genesis II Church, Volume 3. I tell everybody, you got the free ebook in your hand. You just go get it. Click on it. Boom. All we want is your name. That's it. We don't need your credit card. We're doing anything. Just your name. And some people put in their email because they want updates of things. But we don't really advertise. Advertise the books, our course, to educate people more what to do and why we're having these problems. But this gain of function thing is crazy, man. So this guy was interviewed, this Dr. Boyle, by Alex Jones, and the title of the interview is Coronavirus is an Offensive Bioweapon. And this guy was involved in drafting the Biological Weapons Act. Very, very interesting. So we're going to have Joe play just 5 minutes of this. And he even says these people are Nazis that are counselors to the president. This guy Fauci, he's a Nazi. 40 years he's been involved in promoting this stuff. Just an evil man, a little imp of Satan, I call him. He's pissed off because he's so short, too.
I do think this was an offensive biological warfare weapon that was originally developed there at the University of North Carolina lab using the SARS coronavirus, which was already weaponized to begin with, and endowing it with gain of function properties. I don't believe we can trust this team there in Washington, D.C., this team of feds who are up to their eyeballs in this, to properly advise the American people on how to protect themselves and their families from this. I would suggest that what needs to be done is the American people have to get organized on a state and local basis, even going down to cities and communities and villages and whatever. We have to act at a state and local basis to protect ourselves and not believe anyone who has taken even one penny of this Nazi biological warfare work from the United States government. I think we are facing an American coronavirus pandemic. That's clear. This is going to sweep all over the country. It's not going to be, I guess our government is not going to be able to do the same things that communist China did, but the federal government very well might try. The feds have been lying and covering up and doing damage control and damage limitation from the beginning. And I'm not here bashing President Trump. I don't really know what President Trump knows.
Exactly. We're just reporting what the facts are. The huge response by the Chinese communist. Over 100 dead in Italy. The lockdown of all their schools. It crippling air travel. It crippling the supply chain. That's real. Whether it's an over-response or not, it's real. And then we know it's man-made. We know that genetic engineers look at it, and clearly they can see where it was inserted, it was built, different families of viruses. This is ridiculously phony, like plastic banana or a $3 bill. So Dr. Francis Boyle is a PhD lawyer, teaches major college, Harvard, top PhD. I'm not going to go into his whole background. Author of the U.S. Law on Bioweapons that got adopted by the U.N. And he's been for 5 weeks here charting what's happening. He's been dead on. So the best thing to do is just turn over the next 5 minutes, and we'll come back with a 10-minute segment to Dr. Francis Boyle, who took off teaching. We appreciate him to be here and lay out the newest developments. But can you just recap the latest approximation of exactly what this is, where it came from, and what we're facing?
Well, okay, Alex, thank you for having me on. Obviously, we've done several interviews here before. I can't recap all of that, but I did want to make some current observations for your listeners, your viewers, to decide for themselves. As you know, last week, President Trump had a press conference where he brought in his team dealing with this. And when it was all over, they proceeded to march out stage left. Sorry, their stage right. And as they were going out, the director of the CDC, Redfield, stopped, turned and looked at the American people, smirked, and then said, it's perfectly safe for everyone to fly to Washington, Oregon, and California. About 2 hours later, the state of Washington declared a coronavirus emergency.
So they knew that was coming and tried to block it, or tried to overshadow it.
Well, Alex, you can interpret that however you want, but...
Well, you're a smart guy. How do you interpret it?
I think he's an idiot, between you and me, first. And second, I think this criminal malpractice by the CDC, which is typical, because we have to understand the CDC has been up to its eyeballs in this Nazi biological warfare work since the Reagan administration... under the influence.
Yes, I'm sorry to direct you here, but let's recap with what you broke that was hiding in plain view 3 weeks ago here. Science Journal, others reported 5 years ago the U.S. allowed the transfer of this very virus, a chimera of the type, to China. So to me, that's kind of epicenter of investigation, or am I wrong? We should look at that.
You're perfectly correct, Alex, that University of North Carolina lab should be shut down immediately by state and local law enforcement authorities. It should be sealed to preserve the evidence. And everyone involved in this coronavirus gain-of-function Nazi biological warfare activity should be investigated by law enforcement authorities and interrogated, and I think prosecuted for violating my Biological Weapons Anti-Terrorism Act of 1989 that provides for life imprisonment. But the point of my story is, Alex, we cannot trust the CDC to do the right thing here for
the
American...
And how did you know that? It's not tooting your horn, but it shows your knowledge. How did you know a month ago they were covering it up? Because that's now admitted that they've been covering up and not letting people get tested and all of this.
Don't screw against God. Don't offend Mother Nature. Mother Nature, it's Father God, you idiot.
Father Creator.
Everybody says that, don't believe in God. The excuse, oh no, I believe in evolution. Do you realize how unlogical, if that's a word, is?
You have to have more faith to be a...
evolutionist.
An evolutionist.
Yeah, they're such liars. Darwin's a liar. It's so proven, and he stratosphere, the geological column, everywhere around the world, Joe, everywhere, they're all in the same sequence, the animals, the fossils, and they get in the bottom, full-grown animals. There's no, where's the half cow and half dog?
There's a lot more than one missing link in that theory.
Yeah, and I recommend anybody who thinks I'm an idiot, go to the, I think it was 250, it was 150 scientists that showed why the Bible's correct in their field, geology, anthropology, you know, different fields, right? Go there, and it's called, Is Genesis History? Yes, the only real history on earth. And it's kind of funny, that word, his story, history, his, not hers,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Not the monkey's story, you know. Why do we get off on that? We're talking about, oh, this guy here. Joe's going to put up 5 minutes.
Play that video, yeah.
Play that video. Okay, so we have the strains. It's over in China. Now, there's a big one here that our friend Mark Steele came up, because he's a scientist in England, developed a lot of this 5G technology. Joe, they're putting 1,000 antennas up in the atmosphere all around Earth, beaming down. That's crazy, man.
Crazy.
It's crazy. Anyways, the 5G agitates and makes viruses go crazy, takes the blood cells, the red blood cells not absorb oxygen. Is that why they can't breathe? Huh?
Joe? Suffocation from a different way?
Yeah. So is that, that's a theory that's going around too, the 5G. And why is it in Wuhan where it was 5G testing, whole city? Why is it in Seattle, technological city, got to be number one. Why was it in New York City, L.A., 5G, 5G, 5G? That's what it is, 5G. And those cities, and they're all evil cities. I mean, I know those places. The governor of California is a son of a motherless goat, Satan. Same with the governor, Cuomo. The mayor of New York City, Seattle, most liberal. It was liberal before New York was liberal. I was there in the 70s. So listen, folks. Maybe God's judgments, it's backfiring on their favorite areas. It's going to be desolate. Just run, folks, from those cities. Now they just had the Mardi Gras, which is freaking evil. Mm. Joe, I was there. It is. You could feel the evil. And I wasn't even a Christian at the time. I wasn't saved. I could feel it. That's pretty wild.
Yeah.
So, it's breaking out there like crazy. Check it out. Is 5G...
They said in Spain and Italy, the reason why it spread so fast also is because there was a few soccer games.
Yeah.
There was thousands of people, and the temperature and everything was perfect for, you know, spreading.
They're saying that, but 5G was there.
Yeah, I'm sure it was. But then all these people went back, and then that's one of the things that really made it take off in Italy also.
I think there's truth probably in all of them, yeah, all of the theories. Yeah. You're going to find mixing them all together. That's probably the answer. They know 5G makes it. Now guess what they're doing?
They just hide the things.
The vaccine's coming.
Yeah, they just hide the things that they don't want people to see. But all this stuff is in play.
Yeah, oh, it all is. And we have the end result. So that's the evidence. You can, they go back, he talks about, and that's why I wanted you to put place for the first 5 minutes. They can watch it later, mm-hmm. The rest of it, is because... They've got all kinds of things they're coming up with. It's not going to be just a vaccine. It's going to be meds, like diabetes meds, so everybody has to take it. Mm-hmm. They'll scare them. They'll lie.
Yeah.
They're run by pharmaceuticals.
There was a new thing. They didn't even say what it was yet on TV. They said, and there's a new symptom that people are thinking if you have it, it could be the sign of.
Yeah.
The first sign of the coronavirus. So we'll tell you what it is next. And I never heard it.
Well, Fox Pharmacy is sick. Evil Murdoch family. They sit on the boards of Merck, GlaxoSmithKline.
Yeah, and then they own all the newspapers.
They put whatever message that the majority of you are idiots. Really not these people listening to us.
No, not you guys.
Their family. Not you guys, your families. You got to share this stuff with them. That's why I made the first book free section of it. If after reading that, you don't go further and get this other information, you'll never take MMS. You'll never be consistent with anything. You're a fool and you believe the medical industry. Bottom line money.
Mm-hmm. That's
the people sitting on the boards. They don't care about you. So you got Fox Pharmacy. Pharmacy means poison maker. Okay? Pharmakia in Greek, poison maker. And there's two places that the word sorcery translated is the word pharmakia. Look what it says right here in Revelation. Neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, pharmaceuticals, drugs, nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts. That sounds like the elite. Fornications of these pedophiles. And the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee. The voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. For thy merchants, it's talking about Rome. It's talking about the last kingdom that we're still under in world. We're still under Roman. Everything's paid to the Vatican. For thy merchants were the great men of the earth, for by thy sorceries were all the nations deceived. Pharmaceuticals. They're going to drop like flies. People think God's going to send the pestilence. No, he's going to allow these evil men to get it out there and kill. He's not going, I didn't do that. You did that. This guy, the Murdoch family did that. When he stayed in front of the great white throne, hey, why'd you do that? I did it because I wanted money, control, and get rid of it. That would be Bill Gates, Murdoch, people like them talking. Now, I believe this is my theory. One of the reasons why this is all happening, and they want to get rid of 1.5 billion people. And they're going to do it with a virus and vaccines. Everything to do with that. Getting that virus, getting away with it, controlling that virus, so to speak. And they probably know how to turn it off. They probably put a key in there. And that's probably what the... Now in 15 minutes, they could prick a finger, Joe. And they'll know. They'll know what? Something they put in there is in there, and the test is for that. The IgG was one that we used to do. And those have so many false positives, it's ridiculous. So they get this all planned out, multifacetedly. But I put up a meme. I like putting up my own memes now, because then I can say exactly what I say, want to say.
With a picture.
Yeah, with a picture. A designed virus for a designed vaccine to a designed end, depopulation. That's what they're trying to do, Joe. Depopulation.
That's what they're doing, yeah.
That's exactly what they're doing. So, don't be fearing. If we get this government study that no one knows about, we're never going to tell you. Well, hopefully we'll tell you in a few weeks. Okay? We had 20 people tested. After 3 days, they're all negative. And other things happened to them that were good. We always have those good benefits, not side effects.
Side benefits.
Side benefits, yeah. We always have that. So for adults, you do this, 6 drops. That's what I was just telling the person that needed the information. They already knew it, but they were just confirming. Did everybody do the same that I told them about? I said everybody does the same. If you're an adult, 6 drops activated, 4 ounces of water every 2 hours, 4 to 5 times first day. Mm-hmm. Second day, same thing. Then the 3rd, 4th, and 5th day, just to make sure it's kicked out. We don't know what this thing could do. We don't know what to hide. Now they want to put a thing in the vaccine that will track you. I mean, this is getting crazy. This is Mark of the Beast stuff, Joe. Mm-hmm. Then kids, you're going to do half that. It's right in our newsletter. If you don't get the newsletter, go there right now. Sign up with a couple different emails because people are getting knocked off. If you have McAfee virus protection, it knocks you off.
Yeah, yeah.
If you have the Yahoo mail, knocks you off. You don't get it. There was a couple others, too. I forget. But put it up in a different
Google
place.
Chrome.
Google Chrome, yeah. Was blocking us, too. Our buddies.
Yeah.
One guy wrote me, we know this for years. We put up the first 6 attacking you. Of course they do. This is what Google does. Okay, so there's your coronavirus dosing. And you can go to any other questions. You go to support at Genesis Institute Church. Now, also, last week's was some good testimonies. And you could just watch the broadcast. And remember, the newsletter has it in there, too. Because we do the newsletter before we do the broadcast. So you go to g2churchnews.org, sign up. our main site.
Yeah, on the main site, g2churchnews.org, yeah. Because we changed it. It was mmsnews.is. Yeah. Yeah.
But we're also on g2church.is. That's our home site where everything links to everything to that.
Yeah.
So you
the
can find
the broadcast in the description. You
book,
have all
free
that.
Book, online course. We're getting more people.
That's about it for our commercial break. Yeah, you can find everything in the description.
Yeah,
you know?
Just don't do that kind of due diligence. Then I like reading the testimonies. Thank you for the information. Thank you for all that you guys are doing. Praying for you all daily. I will be ordering your book and more sacraments on Thursday that I will get when I get paid. I've been praying for help and how to fight this coronavirus as well as overall health of my family and I. And I saw you on Alex Jones when Alan Keyes was hosting. Praise God. So thankful. My wife has been struggling with diarrhea for 3 years. We have made changes to diet with little improvement. So we are going to implement these protocols along with what we are doing and see if we can heal her issue. Praying the Lord's continued strength for all of you are doing for his kingdom, to your health, David. And that's the Old Testament, David. No, I'm just kidding. Good day. Good day. Okay, something I didn't see in the book. I've done protocol with 1,000. I feel really good. However, do I do protocol 1,000 plus for 21 days before moving on to 2,000? Thank you for your help. Sorry, but it wasn't clear in the MMS.
Health Recovery Guide.
Yeah, Jim's book. We are feeling incredible. We'll send results of my dog's cancer growth vanishing. Amazing. Once I've done with protocol 2,000, I'm going to get certified. Are there missions available for ministers of MMS? I truly would love to do this as a way of life if possible. Thank you and enjoy today, Blair. I've been using MMS since 2009. Great information. Thanks. Thank you. Yes, I'm putting together the pictures in progress of BB's tumor or whatever it was. It's nearly gone now, so it is. I will submit. As soon as it is, I will submit protocols to use how much and for how long. I will look closer at your site, just wondering if there's a need for missions, G2 Church around the globe. We'll join as soon as I can. Thank you, Jim Humble, Blair. That was a follow-up. Hi, I was wondering if you could help me. I've been doing protocol 1,000 plus and just found out I'm expecting, which is a godsend since I have PCOS and wasn't able to conceive. My first two were infertilized, where they inject the eggs?
Yeah, some...
In vitro?
No.
No, it should be in vivo.
But that's not it. It's...
artificial insemination. That's what it is.
That's what it is.
And wasn't it, okay, treatments, doctors told me I wouldn't be able to... Can I continue taking my MS-DMSO, or do I need to stop? I told her, keep going, because you can get rid of this. We've had a lot of fertile girls. Even ones that were sterile come back, Joe. That's crazy. Bishop Mark, thank you for doing everything you do. I love your podcast. You are the realest guys around. I've taken MMS in the past, but never did a proper protocol. Anyways, I am about to do the starting procedure, protocol 1,000, protocol 1,000 plus, to protocol 2,000. See? They're listening. I don't think I have cancer, but I want to go full month. I will also be doing the natural liver flush. I saw you on InfoWars with Alan Keyes. I'm steadily listening to all your broadcasts. I bought your book and Jim Humble's, and I'll take the video course soon. I plan on opening a branch in Charlottesville, Virginia. I'm going to be making MMS vinyl banners and going to the farmers markets and giving people printouts of the protocols and where we'll refer them to Quantum Leak and the church's websites and tell them to buy your ebook and Jim's. I pray for you and your family every day. This is the grassroots. Joe, this is growing organically, naturally.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I hope to see use my time and money resources to spread the word of this. I'm going to heal myself and the people I work with and some of my accounting clients. Whoever is receptive to actually try it, God bless you. Your friend that you've never met, Rahul. Thanks for your help, Mark. Was feeling symptoms today. It's crazy. They already feel them gone. When I dodged the flu, it was the same. I started MMS, and it felt like it zapped it. Boom. So crazy, Lola. Because this virus... It will kill any of these viruses.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pathogen. It kills 99% of the pathogens. And this is studies done all over the world. There's over 30,000 patents for chlorine dioxide. I don't care if they, again, I'll challenge any chemist, top scientist, top doctor to the efficacy of chlorine dioxide. They'll never do it. We have all the facts. They don't have shit. All lies. Dear Bishop Mark, first, bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you. And 1,000 times more bless you. That's great. I like blessings. People praying for us. I've learned so much from your weekly podcast, and I love referring friends, family to the broadcast, as well as specific episodes from time to time. The archive of reliable hosting sites is unavailable. Reliable hosting sites. Oh, I recently purchased your first book. Will soon be on the second one that recently came out. Okay. Here's a good one. They're all good. Testimonial. My wife's grandmother is 95 years old. She has good energy for 95 years old, although her doctor has told her lately that she's a little withering tree without any branches anymore, which has her a bit depressed. Her largest pain is in her feet. She's probably on meds. Feet, which is making mobility and even standing a problem. I did not know the extent of the pain, as I cannot speak for her language. However, I was told it was very sharp and severe. Without hesitation, I took over MMS, HCL, and DMSO to do a foot soak and topical application from the knees down. 10 activated drops of MMS, 15 DMSO, and a tub of water about 2 inches deep. Soaked a little over 20 minutes. I didn't want to start right away with ingestion because she is at 95 and I wouldn't want to have her any Herxheimer reaction, bad hydration, etc. Although suggested to mom that maybe a quarter drop twice a day would be okay to start gently if they wanted to try her. 30 minutes later, the soak, grandma is walking around and cheering. She can feel the floor. I didn't know she couldn't even feel the floor before, but apparently her pain was so bad, all lost in sensation to the soles of her feet, applying more of the bath around her torso, soon enabling easily breathing as well. She was so happy and thankful. We reminded her to hydrate plenty and that she would continue doing bath soaks 2 times a day while avoiding antioxidants, vitamins around the times. Since mom has also done this for her feet, torso arthritis is right hand, also looser, less pain with just one application within an hour, both planned continue. Gentlemen, I've got my own testimony as my wife, which we plan to share, but we continue to see evolution in our health for the better. We've been ingesting chlorine dioxide since last May. I'm looking forward to writing that for you. I'm sorry we couldn't make it to Columbia in February to join your team. We didn't know it was going to be closed after that, huh? We wanted to thank you very much. We just missed the prior training in New York because we weren't aware of it, but plan to attend on upcoming someplace to expand your operation in our state of Michigan and the Great Lakes. Love, Alex and Daisy. Mm-hmm. That's some good stuff, Joe. That's the facts, huh?
Yeah, we might be able to work out a seminar sometime.
Well, we might be going to Wisconsin.
Wisconsin area.
Michigan is just on the other side. You just got to go this side of Lake Michigan to the other side of Lake Michigan.
Let's take a boat.
You can. You really can. They probably have ferry.
Probably, yeah.
To Green Bay, right there. I flew over there. I had a plane, one of my friends, and we flew right over there. And I had to get permission to fly over the Green Bay Stadium. It was not even a game. It was completely empty, right? And as we're leaving, they were going to another area. We flew right over a nuclear plant without any a permission. Isn't that nuts?
It is.
It's just crazy. So, again, I don't have to keep mentioning it, but I do because it's free. If you're trying to sell something, people, you're trying to make money. Yeah. Well, no. This is... the third of this book is free, okay? And if after reading a third of it, if you don't want to go on, I don't know what to tell you. If $19.99 ebook, the whole ebook, isn't worth it, keep you healthy the rest of your life, then I don't know what to tell you, man. Go take a bottle full of pills and inject yourself in the neck, because that's what they're going to do to you.
Yep.
You know? And then get volume two. And also, got some people, the only famous ones that gave me any was Dr. Leonard Horowitz. And what's her name sent me an email and said she looked over the book and she goes, I'm putting one out similar. And that was Stephanie Senoff, a scientist from MIT. And she's been interviewed by Kerry, interviewed on a couple of TV stations, but she was kind of overwhelmed when I asked and said, I'm going to take some time off to finish this book. So I understand. But so that was her email she wrote me. I want people to get the film. You want to go to the film, quantumleap.is. That's where you want people to watch. It's free. And after watching that, if they don't want to check it out, the efficacy, and do their due diligence, then they're not going to do MMS if we gave it to them. Okay. Listen to us every week. That's all free stuff. Now, if you want to become a part of us, like some people are talking about, open a church chapter, go through the course costs you. But do you get a year membership, you get an ID card saying to people, don't screw with us. Our church won't allow it, okay? And you know what? We've been able to throw out government agencies and the police and church services in other countries. What's that tell you? Huh, Joe? Get awesome. some alternative. After we've taken off YouTube, we have some Facebook alternatives. We're taking off Facebook, too. That's Brighteon. That's Broadcast. That's BitChute on our G2 Church channel. You go to those sites. Some of them you can just watch. Some of them you have to log in. It's free.
Yeah, there's some of the videos on BitChute that are still in processing mode. Yeah. They're not working. I got to take them off, put them back up again.
We're doing the best we can with a couple people, Joe.
Exactly.
I don't even,
what
when
we're
people
doing.
Say, how come you will shut up? Watch the podcast. Read the book.
Shut up. And wait.
Shut up, yeah, because if you know what we get done with just a handful of people, not much money. It's amazing. We laugh all the time. Look what we've done in 13 years, Joe.
I know.
The people we've talked to. So let's get into the topic again. How much time we got, Joe?
We are at the 42 mark.
Okay, a five-minute video. Okay, good. I can go slow.
We got plenty of time, yeah.
There's a lot of good stuff here. Now, this Bill Gates of hell. Why has he patented the coronavirus, 2018? And another one that's involved, one of the funders, is the friggin' Queen of England. She's a trustee. The Queen of England. Bill Gates. They're in bed together. I don't. I shouldn't even say that. Bed together. She looks like a clone herself. That's why they all get along. Richest woman in the world. That one right there. They could say all they want about Bill Gates, his wife, and da da da. This lady owns 40% of the earth, okay?
Yeah.
All taxes are paid to the City of London, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, England, and United States. You know what it says in the Constitution? To all debts, foreign and domestic? It was to England. Then she pays to the Vatican. Isn't that crazy? Even the central bank of all central banks, Bank of International Settlement, pays to the Vatican. Crazy, man. These people are just sick. UN pandemic conference simulated exactly what they do, what happened. Exactly. Isn't that crazy? And they tell him to laugh, and they just like he's laughing, he says, if we do a good job with vaccines, we will have 1.5 billion people killed.
Yeah.
That's my part.
That's what he says.
It's exactly what he said. We got it on video. So which is the one I have on this video, Joe? That YouTube one. It's not the one. Is he speaking in? I go through so many videos,
there's,
folks.
Yeah, there's so many of them. You didn't send me the notes, so I'm going through them.
I did.
I didn't get it. So I'm going through the newsletter on the site, so it's okay.
Oh, there you
I
go.
Got it, but okay. I had it closed.
Okay, that's good efficientness. Folks, we didn't even know anything about broadcast doing you know, video and nothing when we started.
Oh, we taught ourselves everything.
The only thing I broadcast was for 6 months when I was a pastor in Massachusetts, a radio. It was basically preaching.
Mm-hmm.
This.
Yeah, we wrote up all this.
This guy is evil, man.
Curriculum, how we put it. I mean,
well, over this decade, we believe unbelievable progress can be made.
He laughs.
Inventing new vaccines and making sure they get out to all the children who need them.
Okay.
I need them.
Why would you give a vaccine to kill people? He says it can reduce the population 1.5 with vaccines. So he's just telling you.
Vaccines, birth control, you know. It can
no, just vaccines, he said.
His favorite way.
He's got other things he does, too. Probably takes it up to 30%, you know. And he looks like I'd like to punch the guy right in the face. Oh, man, I would. Right in the face. Praying for him while I'm punching him. You know, he pissed me off. They're so freaking evil. That's why I think with these non-emotional people, like the real guy with the kids, he's talking about giving it to vulnerable little kids at birth right after. And he laughs. Oh, you son of a devil, man. Of the devil.
This PDF I found, it's the behavior of viruses of disinfectant by chlorine dioxide. This was back in 87. They did like a bunch of different, the human rotavirus, simian virus, and all these other different ones, polio and stuff. And within 5 minutes, 99.9% of them were killed with a 17 ppm dose.
Yeah.
That's like nothing. That's so weak. And it's
17 ppm?
Yeah, but I'm saying to kill all those.
It's about a two-drop dose.
To kill all those viruses. Yeah. And guess where it was done? This is the saddest
part. Wuhan?
No, International Medical Marketing University in Spokane, Washington.
Yeah, medical.
Spokane, where what's his name was dealing with the chlorine dioxide.
He's from Seattle.
But I'm just saying, it's just evil stuff.
And he runs out. He resigns on Microsoft just to get once he wants to put more time into the medical part of it. What a piece of shit. Mm. Oh, man.
Evil.
I cannot. This guy is epitome of a piece of shit. Oh, man. So we got the link in there for that. We got the link on the YouTube link right there. And I didn't send it to you, Joe, huh?
No.
That's funny.
Doesn't matter, though.
But I was talking. I probably didn't push send.
I think you were chatting with somebody.
So 5 months ago, that was probably 8 months ago now, they had Event 201. Very informative. Click on these links. You're going to get pissed, too, with 15 other businesses and government leaders, and associating with John Hopkins, the first allopathic by the Rockefellers and Carnegie, set up hospital, university to train doctors and kick out all the homeopathic, holistic ministries that are older than that, doing fine. Many use cannabis and plant-based medicines made from plant-based, completely natural. They kicked them all out, did something called the Flexner report, hired a guy. He went in, show how bad they were, you know, because they were bleeding people in the beginning and stuff, how unsanitary it was, da-da-da. And basically, most everybody was shut down, and then the allopathic come in. Well, Johns Hopkins, probably another piece of shit. Huh? We check into his life, and first Rockefeller, and they do it there, Bill Gates. Isn't it funny? All the evil. Birds of a feather flock together. All the elite, all the evil, all the Satanists, all the Luciferians. And some of them are getting it. It's like backfiring on them. God will not be mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Oh, Joe, I might have the virus. I'm not making fun of it. I do kind of make fun of it because we just take the protocol every day. I have MMS 2 in the morning, and I have 300 or 400 drops at night of MMS 1 in a bath. I mock this stuff. We're all going to die. Listen, if back in the fall you had a test for this coronavirus, the test they're going to come up with, used it back then, you'd probably see half of America be positive. But they just got the flu, and they got better, right? Drink a lot of juice, just eat better, right? So this is why it's growing so fast here. There's five strains. It's been around for a while, and they probably planted it in the previous vaccine too. I mean, folks, it's so obvious by the results. Don't tell me your theory. Show me results. Or then this guy Boyle, they reverse engineered it and said this was spliced in, that was spliced in. That doesn't happen naturally. And what do they say on Fox News? The sex things, they want, what they say there, they're saying, don't take bleach, right? That means it's good, it works. Whatever they say. What did they say the other day about this? They said,
tell you not to drink bleach, and then on the TV here the other day they said, oh, for every liter use, I think it was like two caps of bleach, sodium hypochlorite, Clorox bleach, in a gallon of water.
They're making a lot of money.
It's like 5 milliliters in a gallon of water of that.
Clorox's stock has gone crazy.
But don't drink bleach.
So I wonder if Bill Gates is involved in that. They'll get all kinds of multifaceted revenue from doing this, Joe, because he's in on everything. Okay? Mm-hmm. So we got five strains here. So it's been here for a while, Joe. It's been here for a while. Five strains. Okay? So everybody, now that they're testing with this special test they came up with really quickly, Joe. Really quickly. They're finding how many people. Now it's number one in the world. They got billions of people in China. Nothing like what we're passing, all of them with the death. Not the death, we'll soon. It's up there, Joe. It's in the beginning.
With the infected.
Yeah, in the beginning of this newsletter, I put in basically a virtual where it goes up immediately. Right now in America, we have 86,000, four more. 86,000 cases. I'm going to probably go up right now. I haven't refreshed for a while. Okay, U.S. is at 86,000. Okay. China is 81,000. America has 1,300. Mike Adams put a chart out about a month ago where it would be every day if it grew exponentially, where we'd have how many dead. I don't know if it's going to get there, but it's already playing out more than what he said. He said by July there'd be like 1 million dead in America.
Yeah, I think it's so.
Because it's been here so long, right? And they're kicking on 5G. They just passed he signed to make 5G up in the universe. I'm up in the skies. That's why I say get rid of your counselors, Mr. President. They're all Nazis or Satanists. That guy, the Fed, he's just like this. Black eyes. I saw this Dr. Sapphire, and they can fix screw with videos, right? But I'm watching it live on Fox News, and as she's talking, I asked my wife, I said, you see that? She goes, what? She watched for a few minutes. The eyes rolled back, and it looked like a serpent's eyes. They said the Queen of England, that happens to her a lot. Because she's a serpent. If your eyes turn into a serpent's eyes, what does that mean? You got some serpent DNA in you? You're a snake related to Lucifer the snake. So, let's keep rolling, Joe. We got to get off. Why do we get off in so many rabbit trails? What did you eat? Yeah, it's duck.
I was going to say duck
trails. You ate duck yesterday, right? Duck's good.
Yeah, it was very good.
I think you'd like geese better.
Good. Yeah?
I think you would, yeah.
I'll have to find it.
Okay. So now, we got, what a coincidence, just like the U.S. military exercise that were practicing the exact 9/11 events the day it happened, and the English police practicing the exact events the day of 7/7 London bombing. What a strange coincidence. Strange, Joe. On December 31st last year, China alerted WHO, and they are satanic, and the guy heads now is a liar, man, from Ethiopia. Liar. Caught him in a bunch of stuff, and they make him. You know why those guys go up so fast? Because they'll do anything for pride, fame, money, anything. Kill their own people. On December 30th last year, China alerted WHO to several cases of unusual pneumonia in Wuhan, a port city of 11 million people in the central Hubei province. The virus was unknown. Event 201 was held in October. Steve, okay? It may have originated, the SARS, I mean the COVID-2 virus, may have originated at the Fort Detrick lab, escaped into the wild due to lax safety precautions and infected military personnel at the base. U.S. expert Dennis Etler shares his views with Eurasia Diary regarded the... Hang on, this is another important one. I got to stop, folks. Okay. It's going to go live tomorrow, Joe. First one.
First starting or first...
Huh?
First starting or first result?
First person they're going to do this to. Good. Tomorrow morning.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. It's going to be one of many.
Oh, man. This could... This
it's
is
easy.
Crazy. Yeah, it. We talk. We have to. If we go anywhere around the world, India, or what's the other one?
China.
Wait, everywhere. We always pick up the accent. You know, it's great. I love it. God is so good to us, and lets the truth come out no matter who tries to stop it. It's great. Okay, I'm just going rabbit trailing. Okay, coronavirus, COVID-19 in the world, regarding the spread of it there, as well as the role of the United States in the origination of this terrible disease. Chinese foreign minister's spokesman has raised the question as to whether the coronavirus actually originated U.S., not China. His suggestion has raised hackles in the U.S. media and in government. Zhao, however, has not accused Washington of launching a bioweapon attack against China. He has just raised some pertinent questions that need to be answered. Using a contagious virus as a bioweapon makes no strategic sense. It would obviously did backfire if the intent was to derail China's economy. In the long term, it will do the exact opposite. It will ruin the Western economies and strengthen the Chinese economies. The modelers in the deep state would surely understand this. The logic of launching a viral attack, creating a pandemic, thus doesn't make much strategic sense. But there is countervailing evidence that the virus itself had its origin outside of China. In August 2019, the bioweapons lab at Fort Detrick was shut down because of a safety concern. One of the special agents being researched there was the SARS-CoV coronavirus. It seems that the wastewater from the plant was contaminated, so there was a potential water source for SARS coronavirus that may have escaped into the wild and infected military personnel. Soon thereafter, October 2019, the U.S. military personnel participated in the international military games in Wuhan. It is feasible that some of the roughly 300 U.S. military participants in the games may have been infected with the virus. Genetic evidence shows that the ancestral form of the virus is not from China, but has been found in the U.S. and Europe because of the strains. Reports indicate the U.S. military stationed in Afghanistan had the COVID-19-like symptoms, but had not been tested for it, suggesting that earlier carriers of the virus may have been mistaken it for the seasonal flu. Young, healthy military personnel would most likely have very mild or be asymptomatic cases of COVID-19 that went unrecognized. This would be particularly true before the disease spread into Wuhan and infected more vulnerable people who got symptoms. And the military are rats, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
They practice everything. I have guys writing me. They give me going on every time we go on a, what they call it, when they make the people go to.
That's probably how the governments infiltrate with biological weapons. They inject all those military. People, military, send them and send the military around the world.
Yeah.
Everyone will get sick.
Oh, when they're deployed, that's the word. When they're deployed, they give them like 4 or 5 shots. And the guy he's disabled, he's so bad, he's all these autoimmune deficiencies.
Then you send a crowd of infected people into his country.
Yeah. And they gave people a certain drug, well, the one that Trump wants to use. And they had all this, people have the, not Desert Storm. Was it Desert Storm?
No, it was the...
The other one.
Yeah, it was the other war.
Kuwait. It was in Kuwait.
Gulf War Syndrome.
Yeah. And it was from the one they're promoting.
Mm-hmm.
I took it in Africa. I'm going to talk about it next week. What happened to me? Double vision. Mm-hmm. Your mother. Me. Headache. Real bad headache. Double vision.
Yeah, it's just a strong
bad.
Very strong.
Really
chemical.
Strong. So the U.S. has been very secretive about the outbreak and held classified White House meetings that medical specialists...
Medical news today. Double vision occurs when a person sees a double image where there should only be one.
Or if you
two images can be side by side, on top of one another, or both.
Okay.
The condition can affect balance, movement, and reading ability. If double vision affects just one eye, it is monocular.
Monocular. Well, thank you, Google, because you guys invested in it. You devils, you. Well, she doesn't answer when I yell at her.
I can search the web for that. Just what? Tap the search chip below.
What does that mean, Joe? What's going to come up, you think?
Something about the devil, probably.
Who knows, man? But they're just so evil. It's so obvious. Remember what we said? You see our results, that's what you look for.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we've seen over 100 years of John Hopkins time training,
results.
Right? I got to shut stuff off. Leave me alone, but that's a very important thing.
That's always good.
Back on track, Joe. Back on track.
We'd never get off track.
So, that's what's going on. They didn't want to mention there was a leak, and they had to shut down the lab. And those same people in the military base go over to these games. Come on, okay? No conspiracy, but typical lax security and poor procedures by the U.S. military that led to the virus being spread in Wuhan, leading to local epidemic and subsequent global pandemic. And 5G's right there. The above evidence should not be diminished out of hand, as it should be read and investigated by a neutral international team of forensic experts that are all trained by the pharmaceutical companies. Neutral, yeah, completely neutral. And probably sponsored by Bill Gates Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
The dark plan of Bill Gates' mass vaccination and depopulation agenda. Bill Gates has doubled down on his goal to depopulate the planet using deceitful Orwellian doublespeak in a new video to bamboozle his naive followers into believing that by making people healthier, you can reduce the world's population. Give them a vaccine to make them healthier, they die. They die, Joe. Make no mistakes. When Bill Gates talks about making people healthier, what he is really talking about is enforcing the mandatory rollout of his out of his range of experimental vaccinations, the same vaccines that have been already caused mass sterilization and death of multiple continents. That's his old goal. Get people blindly taken, lining up. They'll line up so they won't be stuck in the house for 2 weeks. They'll line up like cattle.
Yeah, just to get out of the house.
Yeah. They'll go in CVS, come out the back door, rubbing their arm. And people will be dropping like flies. The second richest man on the planet is a committed globalist and eugenist working with genes. What gene did they put in there that would show up on a test? Huh?
I don't know.
Not up in here, Bill! Not up in here. Working towards the new world order goal of depopulation. Lest anyone, I love what they did at Georgia Guidestones. Someone painted all over them, spray painted.
Yeah.
It was great. Like, yeah, I wish I did that. Bill Gates and his foundation have consistently come under fire for their goal of depopulation. And now the same man who admitted what can I read? In a TED Talk that his goal is to eliminate a billion plus humans. I'm going to answer this when I have to. got some good things going down, Joe.
Good. Testimonies.
Dog. That's my dog downstairs. Dogs are great because they don't lie. They don't steal. Just keep feeding them. They'll be loyal. Not like this whore here and his wife, Bill Gates. Yeah.
They're evil.
Because they're whores for money. They listen to the devil. They just listen to the devil. They're made. They probably have. Like I said, his dad was a killer. You know? Bill Gates' dad. Abortion killed people. That's why I see that Governor Cuomo in New York. He made it so you could kill a baby after it was born. That's satanic, Joe.
It's evil.
So,
that makes me sick.
I'd like to punch him right in the face. I would. Yeah, I'd hit him so hard and break his jaw. I would. You threatening me? No, I was telling you what I'd like to do. It's not a threat.
It's not a threat. I would do it if I saw you.
Yeah. These guys are evil, man. Only an evil person, a Satanist, can say, let's kill your baby after it comes out healthy. That's why we know these people are Satanists. In the Bible, they offered their children to Baal. They threw them in the fire to please a non-god. Well, I guess Satan is a god to them. He's a god of this world. He wants to kill maybe 2 billion people. Out of his own mouth, he said this, folks. Watch the video. He says it with a cocky, and everybody laughs when he says it. Everybody laughs. We could kill 10 to 15 real good job with our vaccines. We can kill that. We can eliminate 10 to 15% of the population of humans on Earth. Okay. So what does that mean? I'm getting some crazy messages during this broadcast.
Yeah.
This has never happened.
No.
This has never happened. It's crazy. God's, as we're talking, he's giving us more evidence. I love it. Only thing you can really believe is people that are getting information and alternative means, news, that don't make any money from it. Don't charge for many things they do. If you want to have a big broadcast with a bunch of followers, you sell shit, Joe.
Yeah. People are commercial. That's the thing. They're always trying to sell something.
Yeah. What is it? Love of money is the root of all evil. The love of commercializing things to get money for it. The only criticism I have about Alex Jones, and I like the guy, put up his broadcast. We were on it. I like the guy. If I didn't like the guy, I wouldn't even gone on his program. No matter who, my friend Alan Keyes put us up and saw it work in Africa. He was a UN ambassador.
Mm-hmm.
Not that UN means anything, but they'll hire anybody. I'm not saying that because it's Alan. I'm just saying, UN is not the standard of morality by any means. They're Satanists. Most of them are Satanists themselves. And the U.S., China accuses U.S. Army of bringing in. Sometimes it goes, China, they're communists. Don't believe a word they say. If it's true, it's true. I don't care if it's a communist or not. Satan could say truth. In the Garden of Eden, he quoted back what God said to Adam. You shall not die. He added the word not. And it changed the whole meaning of what God said.
Mm-hmm.
So they could be correct in what they're saying. And they're saying what other people said before. The military brought it into our town. And when they turned on the 5G. Hey, check if see if 5G is available in Louisiana.
5G cell service around New Orleans.
Huh? Is it in New Orleans?
Yeah.
That what you're looking up?
That's what it shows in this video.
Bill Gates thinks a coming disease could kill 30 million people within 6 months and says we should prepare for it as we do for war. Yeah, we should fight you as we do for war. And enemy combatant, that's what we should do to you. We should treat you like you're creating war against humankind. It's exactly what we should do to you, buddy. And when they find these evil bastards, they should hang them in the middle of Washington, D.C. From the obelisk, from the Washington Monument, they should hang them publicly so everybody can see it.
Yeah, they want to put it up all over all the street poles, the lights, and all throughout New Orleans. So it's easier to put them up on poles. So just
you see what it does to trees when they turn it on?
Yeah.
It kills the tree. That's why they're cutting down the trees.
Yeah, they got a fake tree.
This beautiful place in England, beautiful road, Mark Steele put it up. There's a tree. It is a certain distance, if within 15 feet.
Yeah, it's like half.
Half of the tree had no leaves. The other half was flourishing because it was at the exact distance where it will kill the plant, the tree. Who's calling me on behalf of someone else? This is crazy.
Yeah, we're not even live.
I know. Yeah, this is pre-recorded, folks. We had to do it this way. Because we're locked up like rats. We're trapped like rats. Used to be a saying in Boston. I'm trapped like a rat. You don't have to do any of this stuff they're doing. It's such ridiculous. If they just listen and show the evidence we show and what many studies show, it kills the coronavirus like that. So there's an Lysol. Here's a very interesting point, Joe, to the point where you told me this, that CNN was mocking the guy to put this up on Twitter about this book.
Yeah, he put up a tweet showing that, because it was back in 81 the book was written, right?
Was it a tweet or was it Facebook?
No.
Because I asked the kid, I said, hey, what book was that taken from? And he gave me this book called The Eyes of Darkness.
Yeah, that's what he tweeted that also.
The Eyes of Darkness, a biography of Bill Gates. The Eyes of Darkness. But what did it say? I got to blow it up. It's about, this was done in 81, talking about a virus in Wuhan. In 81.
Yeah, that was going to create a pandemic.
Yeah.
In 2020.
That's what right, exactly.
Said.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
In 2020. How could you write that? How many years ago would that be?
39 years ago.
19 years ago?
39 years ago.
39 years ago.
Almost 40 years ago.
And to give the exact year.
Yeah.
These people planned this stuff.
Well, no,
Joe.
They were off. This is the COVID-19.
Oh,
not
sorry.
20.
And it wasn't called the Wuhan 400.
But that's a CNN. You know, they corrected that.
Yeah, CNN. Which the owner of that, the founder of that, Ted Turner. He wants to bring the population of the world down, not to a billion people, to 350 million, the whole world. It's like 95% of the world dead. He's an evil bastard, but he's got his biggest ranch in America. He's self-sufficient, Joe. How many underground places he hide in? Yeah. And the Bible says, they're in caves. Let the cave rocks fall on us, the rich of the world. Might happen, Bill. Might happen, Ted.
Don't hide in caves.
Be quiet. Yeah, don't hide in a cave when God's mad. Yeah. Don't go hide in a cave.
All he's going to do is shake the mountain.
Yeah. There was another big earthquake yesterday, Joe. 7.4. The Bible says, wherever you see earthquakes, this is why I watch them every day, wherever you see earthquakes in different places, cause divers, different places that you don't see normally.
Strange, yeah.
Well, getting the door, it's even at the door. Jesus said, it's even at the door. If you're at the door of something, an event or whatever in history, you're pretty close. That's what it means. You're at the door. Your nose is touching the door. How can viruses that are supposed to cure an illness cause 1.5 to die? Bill Gates estimates 10 to 15% of the world's population will be killed by vaccines. So, yeah, I had to get a cough gone, or whatever that was, hiccups. It's changing what my voice sounded like. Okay, yeah, we'll just cover the ending here, Joe. It's pretty... Be a little shorter than normal, but it's good stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot of links you can look at. There's a lot of information in there.
Look at the Dr. Francis Boyle, creator of Bioweapons Act, says coronavirus is biowarfare. So, yeah, well, we'll just finish up right here. That's the article that was on Alex Jones. And, man, he could, expert pulls no punches. COVID-19, a certain biological warfare agent with more than one fingerprint. Expert names names with bombshell intel.
Finish.
I brought some more. clean out my throat. Yeah, so that guy, Corona took global flight. Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Hell Allergies. Yeah, right. As if you're helping people. Infectious diseases at the National Institute of Health, non-health, made a startling revelation. He warned it is at least 10 times deadlier than the seasonal flu. But it is a biological warfare expert, Professor Boyle, interview. You can click on that, too. Details what will have to lead, may well have led to coronavirus having such powerful punch. What is it called, Joe? Gain of function. Gain of function. Boyle explains the concept of gain of function. This work that involves activating genetic mutations to more strongly enhance their impact, in layman's terms, is the equivalent of placing a virus on steroids. He details our evidence as how to it may well have come into play to increase the lethality of the virus, as China and the U.S. play the blame game as to who is responsible for the pandemic. Boyle names names, explaining that several different sets of fingerprints were involved because they can reverse engineer it.
Yeah.
The BW expert, biological weapons expert, is clear at the onset. There is little doubt, and this is what they're talking about on Fox. It's not me in the laboratory. It's not. You're talking to a guy that will do anything too. Doctor trained, you know, pharmaceutical trained. They got to throw this stuff out because people get too many people are hearing that. Boyle's in, yeah, let's see. Hey, American liberals, we are racist for calling it such. The release of coronavirus bears a made-in-China stamp. However, Boyle's investigation also reveals that the links to various stages of development of the virus might share some responsibility as well. Boyle tells us he has definite evidence a biowarfare lab at the University of North Carolina was the initial catalyst for the virus. He had criticized the lab earlier for its gain-of-function work. He condemns that college for its DNA genetic engineering on every hideous biological warfare agent you can imagine, including MERS, an agent which, again, is a biowarfared coronavirus. In the interview, Boyle read from a study underscoring that University of North Carolina, a Zars-like cluster of circulating bat coronaviruses shows patent for human emergence. Shockingly, the study noted involvement in the project not only by the University of North Carolina and the FDA, but also by Xinjiang, key laboratory of special pathogens in Wuhan, Chinese Academy of Sciences, Wuhan, acknowledging the National Natural Science Foundation of China at the study's end made it clear technology was not stolen by China, but by Beijing had paid, that's the capital, like Washington, that university to have one of its top bioweapon experts involved in the project. You're just reading the evidence. This guy's a lawyer, too.
Yeah.
Boyle holds back no punches. He states that the university took dirty money from China to allow a top scientist, biowarfare expert, to work with them to give gain-of-function DNA genetic capability to SARS, which is dangerous enough to begin with. It is clearly a smoking gun. Clearly, that laboratory must be shut down immediately, and all those scientists investigated by the U.S. government for this and for their responsibility here in violating my Bioweapons and Terrorism Act of 1989. Mm-hmm. Boyle helped draft this document, which today is international law. So he knows a little bit about this stuff, right?
Yeah.
Boyle adds the virus was designed to infect human beings by their airways and then in vivo, in live. Mm-hmm. So they're using the gain-of-function technology to make sure it spreads quickly. Today, the data confirm the ability to infect human airways, etc. They know exactly what they are doing. It's weaponized coronavirus. They also conclude that they really couldn't help an antibody against it. Couldn't find an antibody against it. Boyle pointed to a footnote in the study. Cells were originally obtained from Fort Detrick. Oh, they have a good history, which means our own government, by what, were involved. But while greed may have been university's incentive for involvement in the project, what incentivized U.S. participation? Boyle drops a bombshell at this point, revealing that the bioweapon work was approved and funded by President Barack Obama's National Institute of Health, the same agency now involved in attempting to stop the spread of the virus, and it helped rot. Folks, this is sick. These people are sick. Bill Gates is sick. Ted Turner is sick. Murdoch's sick. Who are the sick bastards they have out there?
All the media.
All the media, the people stopping the vaxxed movie from getting out.
It's evil.
They're evil. So I tell people, turn to the Lord, man. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. All you have to logically look at this and say, something's up. We just need to say, not up in here. That's what we need to say.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk to you next week, folks, where I talk about the chloroquine. It's a toxic. Don't take it. It's bad.
Okay?
It's just really bad. We'll see you next week. Lord bless you this week. And keep the protocol handy, what you need to do. If this hits your house, get rid of it really quickly. And pray for this group of people doing this in the right setting, clinical and all that stuff, and to prove it to a government. If they can, then it'll be a big
amazing.
Deal.
It really will.
Lord bless you. We'll talk to you next week. We're in a health revolution. We should say health warfare.
Warfare.
A warfare against health.
God bless.
We got MMS. We got the solution. It's a health revolution. A health revolution. We got MMS. We got the solution. Well, if your health is not good and you're suffering,
you don't need to suffer.
Build you back up. Make you tough again. Dengue, MRSA, AIDS, and malaria. With MMS, we are not scared of ya. But those big pharmaceutical companies, they try to keep us down up on our knees. Not going to stop as they're lining their pockets, keeping mankind in disease.